This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Call of the day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
The third time we've had the great Susan Waldman on the show, Hall of Famer, one half of the dynamic duo for the radio booth, and Batman returned. He pulled up back to his Robin. Susan, BT, and Sal, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
How are you handling the potential champagne celebration tonight in the Yankee clubhouse?
Oh no! I'm good at this. I'm good at this. I say anybody that touches me until the World Series, they will pay for it. So I'm pretty good. The only thing you have to do is have, I get a little, but I don't get full douse like Meredith.
Like Meredith, yeah.
And actually, Alex Verdugo said, I got you. And he got in front of me because someone was going to. But now I bring a raincoat and I got my little rubber ducky boots. And it'll be fine.
All right, Susan. Well, hopefully you're celebrating tonight. Only the World Series. That's only where you get doused. You're not getting doused here for the division. None of that.
Better not. Okay. Better not.
Messing around.
I love it. I love that, man. Hey, you don't want to mess with Susan there. You're going to pay. I wonder what the punishment is going to be. We could ask her that next week.
Yeah, she seems to hold a grudge with that.
Yeah, well, she's been doing it while she knows the rules by now. Yeah. Everybody else better fall in line. All right, we'll finish up here on the phones, 888-808-1019. One quick note, BT, I'm just seeing this now. Pat Leonard tweeted this, and we'll get much more into the Giants tomorrow. Looking forward to that game. Giants Cowboys, of course, getting week four started. Drew Phillips is officially out.
Yep.
So that's going to be a problem for the Giants, because this is a game where Dallas likes to throw the football and you want to have your best corners out there. Drew Phillips is out. Adoree Jackson also out. Not that that's a big, I'm not trying to,
No, I know. It's going to test the depth.
Darius Slayton, questionable, whatever. But I think Drew Phillips being out in this particular spot, usually don't get nuts for particular injuries, even with key guys, like outside of a quarterback. Teams can figure it out to get by a week, but this is a week where you, like, if the Giants were playing a normal opponent, maybe you could survive without Phillips, even though he's one of your better defenders. This is a spot where you want him there, because you expect Dallas to be throwing the football quite a bit tomorrow night.
They're going to fling it all over. You hear what Phil said about the Cowboys running backs? He thinks that they're the two worst running back, like the worst duo in the NFL.
Who is it? Is it Dowdle, the second guy? It's
Elliott,
right?
And what's the other guy? Whatever the other guy's
I thought it was
is.
Dowdle. Okay. And that's a problem. Think about this, and maybe this is for a bigger conversation, or just different when we go around the league and whatever, and we have some fun with that, but the Bills are going to be better this year and have looked better because they're going to be running the football more. Even with the quarterback, and everybody gets caught up in, oh, got to throw it this many times or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys, even though they can throw it with Dak and CeeDee Lamb, the problem is they can't run the football. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as we want to evolve the sport, you got to be able to run the ball. Same thing with the Jets. Like, if the Jets didn't have the ground attack that they could potentially have with these two backs, it wouldn't just be about Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it's great to have the great quarterback, but without a running game to come, Kansas City, same thing. Like, Kansas City doesn't look the same because they're just not throwing it down the field all the time with Tyreek Hill.
Oh, they didn't really do that last year.
Correct. Since Tyreek Hill has left, they've evolved.
Yeah.
They run the football. Now, with Pacheco, they're going to be screwed a little bit. But so, point is, running the football goes a long way, even in today's NFL.
Well, if you look in, not to get too nerdy here, but if you look at Dallas's interior grades, they're actually pretty good pass protecting. They're very poor run blocking here. So, I know, and, Phil's the man. But Phil's probably focusing more on the running backs, but there's not a whole lot of holes to hit either. So, Dak's going to come out, and this is definitely a bigger conversation. Most of the show will be about this tomorrow, and obviously how the Mets do tonight, if they play, if Yankees wrap it up. But this is a must-show-out game. They got to show that they're narrowing that gap with Dallas.